This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friends, Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, and people, what? Who? Huh? Victoria Keelan, who's she? Where did she come from? What's the big idea? Yes. All right, so Victoria is here as a result of a grant from the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. She speaks her mind. Jennifer is still under the weather. Richie, I think you actually talked to her. I just got an email from her last night.
Yeah, she sent an email last night. She's going to get a, everything is coming along well, slow, but as far as her her retina reattaching to her eyes, she's still laying face down. Right. And she's going to get a laser surgery done today to help move it along. And we'll probably spend the rest of this week face down on her sofa so that it continues to heal. But so far, so good. Everything looks great.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that takes. And Victoria, for your benefit, Jennifer is a long-loved member of the Good Day cast. You are being introduced for the first time, but as you hear these stories, you'll think, okay, what do I need to know about that person? Just follow the bouncing ball and you'll be fine.
Well, I wish her a speedy recovery. That sounds traumatic.
Can you imagine?
Think about losing your eyesight. Think about being scared of losing your eyesight.
Yeah, not a good thing. So she's been out for a couple of weeks, another a week or so, hopefully. The first thing they did, though, this is what I had a hard time, because I went to my eye doctor the same day that this thing happened, and I asked him about it. And, you know, he went into graphic detail, and I had just had my eye shot. A picture of my eye was on the screen. So he says, this is where they stick the needle. And I said, I don't think I want to even be contemplating that, but I
I spent the weekend with an ophthalmologist. And she was saying, well, at least she doesn't have to get that buckle surgery, which I had no clue what it was.
And the laser is a replacement for that, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Yeah. So it's she's getting the better of the two, but apparently the other one is not fun.
All right, so Victoria, let's hear a little before we dig into a lot of the issues as people hear you for the first time. Let's find out a little bit about Victoria Keelan, 5'2", eyes of blue. It's not that, though, right? I don't even
know. No, it's 5'9", eyes of brown.
Okay. See, the wonderful thing about this, Victoria just said before we went on the air, so do we play this like we're all in the same room? Now, everybody is used to, this is the 28th year of Good Day, and one of the things that Richie is happy to tell everybody that cares, that this is the most difficult radio program that's ever been produced. It is, because there are so many moving parts, and there are so many different people. At one point in time, we may have four or five different sources of audio, which is maybe two inside, but basically all of us. Victoria's in New York, Richie's in Washington, I'm on my farm in Boston, Jennifer, when she's here, is in Los Angeles. The other participants are wherever they are, some of the people that feed into separate reports. It sounds like we are all, in fact, in the same room, but because of the brilliance of Rich and because of the magnificence of technology as we know it today, when I first started doing this program 28 years ago, it was a nightmare. And when I first started doing it with Rich 19 years ago, it was the first day, Victoria, it was nothing. We just put all the pieces together in 5 minutes to have you on the air, and it was perfect. When I did the first day I was on the air doing this program with Rich was in 1996, '97. Okay. And I had traveled to England. I was a guest of Uri Geller in his home, and the equipment that I used had to have at least three telephone lines in order to work. Wow. I got to his home at 10 minutes of 10 British time, 10 minutes of 5 our time. I was to go on the air at 5 minutes past. Richie and I had never talked. We'd never hooked up. We'd never done anything. So I put all the wiring together, and as we spoke the first time, the theme for the program was on the air.
And I was like, here you go.
There we go. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
You guys made fire. That's interesting.
So tell us a little about you and what you've been doing. I know you have a lot of good. One of the things that attracts or appeals to me about Victoria is she has a broad background in things that are not necessarily the sort of things that we've talked about or we spend a lot of time talking about. And because I'm interested in variety, you can tell us just a little about your interest and where you come from broadcasting-wise.
Well, broadcasting, I got my start on Sirius XM, and I was sort of discovered, in a sense. I was having a phone conversation with a guy I was dating at the time, and we were having a bit of a fight, and I was temping in the broadcast engineering department, and my boss really should have fired me every day. I was a horrible assistant, but he believed that I belonged on the air, so he took one for the team. And as I'm having this discussion with the guy I was dating, a producer walked by and sort of pacing by my cubicle, and he came up to me as soon as we hung up the phone, and I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm new here, and I know that was really inappropriate." He said, "Oh, I don't care about that. I really like your voice. Can you come read some stuff for me?" And that's literally how I got started on the air.
That's so funny.
I can thank a jerk of an ex-boyfriend.
There we go. Let's hear the ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
And all so right. From there, Cosmopolitan Magazine decided to launch into other forms of media as magazines were sort of dying off, in terms of print circulation.
Right.
And they started a radio channel on Sirius XM, and I became one of their first hosts. And we covered all kinds of things, fashion, beauty, lifestyle. I'm really into food and health and wellness, too, so I kind of brought that in as well. And I've done everything from sitting front row at Fashion Week to sneaking into Fashion Week before we actually had credentials, and stealing food from the models in the back of the tents. They never ate anyway. Yeah, they don't eat anyway.
Right.
So, I've done a lot of different really fun things. I've been very fortunate.
Blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Everything you need to know about Victoria is right on the About section on her Facebook page.
All right.
Wine enthusiast, which you and Jennifer will get along well.
Yeah.
Lover of rescue dogs.
Uh-huh.
Mom to Cooper Gonzalez.
I get along well and she get along well with Meredith. Yes.
Yep.
Okay,
Mom
yeah.
to Cooper Gonzalez uh-huh. and Bentley T. Nugget. City girl with beach tendencies.
Yes. Right. That pretty much does sum me up.
Coney Island.
I wrote that.
Sounds like Coney Island to me. All right,
I'm a Jersey Shore girl.
Are you? Yeah, like you along well with Kreitler then. Tommy Kreitler, who does the Money Pit radio show and who is a friend of this program, is a real New Jersey. Is that what they call New Jerseyites? New Jersey people and New Jerseyites? Is that?
I guess so, yeah. Or yeah. Jerseyans.
Jerseyans?
I guess we could, yeah. Usually that's the nicest thing people call us, so either one.
So you're from
that's a good
Jersey, but
have.
You live in New York now.
Yes.
All right. So one of the things that you will enjoy is I'm quite a fashion perker myself. I'm known
Doug is
for
quite,
my fashion.
Quite the fashionista.
Yeah, right.
Is it farm fashion?
No, here's what you do.
I
said yesterday there's a posting, facebook.com/gooday, Twitter gooday. If you see the Facebook page, you'll see a picture of me standing yesterday in front of an old bus on my farm. And the bus we had moved, Donald and I moved I'm moving from one farm to another. And there's a lot of commentary, and I need to address that, and I will at some point during the program today, because a lot of people are asking about this post and other posts and things I've said on the air about the farm. No, the farm is not going away. I'm just consolidating into one and a half from the two that I have. So anyway, I had to move this bus that had been sitting in the woods on this farm for 24, 25 years. Hadn't been moved. I just used it for storage.
Yeah, I bet that looked nice.
So we hooked up the backhoe to it.
Any homeless people in there?
Tried to, no. There a few other things in there, but
I'm
there
sure.
were any homeless people. So we hooked it up with I decided to move it yesterday. It was Easter. There wasn't a lot of traffic. So Donald's hook, God love him, his wife gave him permission to be here on Easter because we got a lot of things to move in the week before I have to be in another place. So he hooks up the backhoe to this bus, and we pull it out and haul it up the road backwards. It was like a circus. And so we parked in the yard, and I just...
Parked in what yard? The yard of your new house?
No, the yard of the other farm.
Okay.
And no, I'm not. I've been told that I can't move any of this stuff to the new house. I'm under orders.
Right.
There's nothing going over there. Don't junk it up was the expression that I think I've heard 100 times. Anyway, so...
From the girlfriend.
So what we have is this bus that's sitting there, and I take off my hat and I sort of do my dance, and you can see that. And the lady was happy to point out that I had my Easter finery on, which included just staying warm with farm stuff. And so we referred to this as the Partridge Family bus. It looks like, if you know the old Partridge Family show, you know the bus they travel around. So if you want to check that out, that's what I did with my Easter. What about you, Richie? What did you do with the family for Easter? Traditional stuff?
No, my mom wasn't feeling well, so we were going to go over and do something with her, but she wasn't feeling well, so she's like, I'm just going to stay and hang out today. So we just hung around the house, and actually my wife and I went to see Batman versus Superman.
Oh, what'd you think of that?
And it's a mess.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
Nah. It's too, that concept of putting those two again, I couldn't begin to.
That was okay, but the story is just—it's kind of a mess.
Victoria, you're a fan of movies, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah.
So have you seen any good ones over the weekend?
No, I didn't see anything over the weekend. I wanted to see the Batman Superman, but then, like Rich said, I've heard it's a mess.
Yeah.
So and then
I
saw.
Desire to see it.
Yeah, and I
they
saw
just
the
don't
unfortunate
do it well.
The unfortunate interview where Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill are speaking together, and it's now trending as sad Affleck that he's asked about the bad reviews, and he just stares despondently on towards the
I
room,
saw
the floor.
Of that. Yeah, right.
Oh, it's pretty sad. Yeah. Here in the city, we have in New York, we have the 4D experience, which basically rumbles your seat as things happen. So people seem to like that. It's more like a ride than a movie.
What is it? Where is that?
Instead of 3D, it's 4D.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They call it the 4D experience. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you, Affleck,
the movie concept seems so weird.
Yeah. Affleck is really good, though. He's a good Batman, but the way they wrote him, I didn't like it. But he does a good job. And Cavalier, he's good. They're both good.
So what did you do for Easter, Victoria?
Went down to the shore and had brunch with the fam. I have one brother, and his girlfriend joined us and my parents. And it was just very relaxing and mellow, and we got back into the city before the traffic hit. So it was great.
There you go. And I spent it on the farm, moving equipment from one place to another. Swell. All right, so there we have. What about you? Your thoughts on the appropriate way to spend Easter? I'm jarred a little bit by the picture, but it really was kind of fun going up the street. People coming out and running around and taking pictures and movies and stuff of it. So it was fun. I don't tend to celebrate Easter, and I pay. This is the time of year on the farm, Victoria, where there is a lot of action beginning anyway, and the fact that I'm moving from one place to another makes it even more so. And the weather was just right yesterday. There's that springness in the air and the green that's just beginning to show on the grass. It's just a really swell time of year for me. I find it to be extraordinarily exhilarating and exciting. So let's enjoy springtime as we get it started. Victoria and Rich and Doug, I wish this bag under my eye would go away. Does that sound like you every morning? You are not the only one. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans, men, women. Unless you have Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. Now, folks, there's no more bags, no puffiness, no reason for lines around your eyes. Here's a lady from New Jersey named Susan, who listens to the program, said, quote, I've been using Genucel for the past couple of months since I heard you talking about it. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet, the small lines have disappeared, and they have not come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. So, not only Susan, you can go, this is one of these things that when you try it the first time, you will feel it, you will sense it, you will know it. The instant effects of Genucel. Put it on tonight and see tomorrow how wonderfully well your eyes look. Bags, puffiness, gonzo. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. 800-543-9262 to get rid of the bags, the puffiness. 800-543-9262. Ask him for the special Doug Steffen deal. 800-543-9262.
What
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Friday 3 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Monday, March the 28th. In this portion of the program, Victoria, we, in this hour, review some of the interesting audio on television from the day before. A lot of people are talking about the passing of Gary Shandling. I heard a PBS interview, as a matter of fact, on Fresh Air with him that was really quite good. It was replayed over the weekend. I found him to be a genuine a comedian, if there is such a thing, genuinely funny anyway, for whatever the reason. We all have different things that tickle our funny bone. What did you think about Gary Shandling?
I remember as a kid, his show was so popular, and right. I just loved him from a very early age. I also found him to be genuinely funny, and I am not an easy laugh at all. And I just
you've come to the right place, Dave. We know there are more comedians that have come to die on this program than you can possibly imagine.
We call this the show where comedians come to die.
Yeah,
I love it.
Most of them are just not funny. All right, so anyway, here's Gary Shandling. His final performance was in the Jerry Seinfeld Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and he talks about what he had that in part led to his death.
So it turns out I had a hyperparathyroid gland that was undiagnosed because the symptoms mirror the exact same symptoms an older Jewish man would have, which is, you know, lethargic, you get puffy, you get heavy, you kind of feel like you want a divorce, you're not married.
Yeah, I watched this whole thing, and it was really freaky because he basically talks about himself dying.
Yeah.
And
but he had a heart attack, actually. But there were a lot of different things, you're right, Richie, that led to it. Here he is talking about what happens to comedians' material when they go on the Doug Steffen program to die.
So I'm at a stage in my life where I actually care about the person. Here's what I thought you were going to say. Did you ever realize when David Brenner died and Robin, the actual impermanence of life? I never thought, God, there goes a lot of material. That's hilarious that you think that way.
Well, that was the hard part. Anyone can just pop out and live. That's easy. See, all that material, you worked so hard on it. It's just gone. It doesn't mean anything to anyone anymore. It took so much work to create it.
That material and your material is purely a vehicle for you to express your spirit and your soul and your being, and that's why you're fantastic. So you keep.
So it doesn't have any value beyond that?
It doesn't have any value beyond you expressing yourself spiritually in a very soulful, spiritual way. It's why you're on the planet. God! open up the sunroof. What year is this? So when you saw Robin Williams the first time, you don't remember everything he said. It was just that his present.
Yeah. What a profound... just a wonderful,
isn't it kind of spooky?
Mind. It is kind of spooky.
Or did he just know?
Well, I think he had one of those senses. Here he is joking about his funeral.
What I want at my funeral is an actual boxing referee to do a count, and at five, just wave it off and say he's not getting up.
That's about as dark as it gets. All right, here he takes a sort of a shot at Donald Trump.
Nobody wants to hear you whining about having your own show and all the money you made. Nobody likes to hear rich, famous people whining about how hard it was.
Well, then we sure don't have a presidential candidate, do we?
And here he talks about what a technician told him when he went in for a CAT scan.
You know, I went in to get a CT scan on last Wednesday, and I go in there, and the guy says, the tech guy, hey, Gary Shandling, I'm a big fan. He said, I did a CT scan a year ago of you. He said, do you have cancer? I said, no. And he said, oh, good, so you're still alive. He said, because I was watching the news, and it seems like if you had passed away, I would have heard about it on the news. And I said, well, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if they would have broken in or anything, but, you know, I didn't know what to say to the guy. He kept at it. And he said, so that's so great that Gary Shandling's alive. Fantastic.
Well, isn't that interesting how prolific that his work was, just so wonderfully prolific, but how profound the comments there, as he sort of felt like he knows what his future is. But he's only 66. That's the thing that sort of takes you back. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Be careful what you're saying to yourself, because you're actually listening. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I've seen research suggesting that if we hear something even five times, we'll begin to believe that it might be true. In other words, if someone repeatedly tells us something, just by sheer repetition, we begin to consider it. This can certainly get interesting when we start thinking about the effects of negative campaigning that politicians do, because it kind of makes you wonder what things you might believe that actually have no basis in fact. But aside from the negative ads we hear, there's a considerably more dangerous source of negativity that is much, much closer to you. Your own self-talk. People seem to believe whatever they repeat to themselves. So be mindful of the negative things you say to yourself. Stop filling your mind with what you cannot do and start filling it with what you can do. Try repeating over and over to yourself positive thoughts about you. For ideas on ways you can be mindful of your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To consider today. Yesterday is gone. Can't do anything about yesterday except think about it. If it was a pleasant Easter, that's great. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. What we have is right here, right now. Sound like Ed Sullivan. Victoria Keelan has joined Rich McFadden and me for a conversation about issues of the day, the things that people are having in their mind, whether they go through, and what's the old expression, in one ear and out the other, or does it really stick?
What'd you say?
Yes, thank you, Rich. That's very nice. Victoria is an accomplished broadcaster, and you're asking yourself, then what is she doing with you guys? And you can figure that out as we go along. The top 10 talk topics of the week, something for consideration over the weekend at DougSteffen.com, and you can also see that material posted at Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day for comments. So what we do is present the research, Victoria, that's done by Ken Kessler of my staff and the folks at Talkers Magazine to come up with these items. Every week we have a program on the air. It's kind of like the old countdown, the Casey Kasem countdown shows for music. This was a show devised for the countdown of the top topics on the radio. I've been doing it for 14 years. The countdown's actually been on the air about 20 or 21 years. And so each weekend we go through and talk about these items after they're listed. And we ask, we've told you that according to the research, the number one issue was the presidential race last week, and the terror attacks were two, and the battle against Daesh was three. Cuba trip was four, Apple versus the FBI five, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I ask you to tell us which was the most important one for you. And according to the response at DougSteffen.com, 21% of you thought the terror attacks in Brussels were the number one item. Number two on the list was March Madness, which we probably ought to get to in a moment, Richie, to get everybody up to date on what's going on there, and you won't get that information from me. So that's Victoria. We don't talk much about sports.
I can tell you this: all the teams that weren't in my bracket in the Final Four made it.
Care about. Oh, they did. Okay. All right. So let's see. What else do we have here in terms of order? 13% of you said Apple versus the FBI. I will tell you, for my money, the number one issue was the Indian. And I don't tend to go along with the flow, Victoria, as you'll perhaps get to know.
Okay.
The Indian Child Welfare Act case was the number one issue with me. Here's a young lady who's been living in a family with foster care since she was about a month old. So she's 6 years old now. For all intents and purposes, these people are her parents, and she lived with them in foster care. They asked to adopt her 2 years ago. They were going through. Did you know this story? Have you heard this story?
No, I have not.
Okay, so there's somehow or other, and I don't even know how this came to pass, because I don't know what blood test tells you that you're 1.5% Cherokee Indian. But because this child, somehow or other, somebody found out that she was 1.5% Cherokee Indian, the 1970 federal law, which was passed, which allows the Indian nation, when they find out that a child is of Indian descent, to take those children out of whatever home they are in and put them in a home that supposedly has Indian blood in it. That is just about as damnable and outrageous as you could possibly imagine. So they take, as an example, this child away from these parents and put her with some parents of their choosing, and it's questionable as to whether or not even these people that they put this child with at 6 years of age have any Indian blood in them at all. But the fact that they can take, that the government can require you to give up your child for whom you have cared in this circumstance for 6 years and put him someplace else is the most despicable, damnable thing that I can think of at the moment.
Absolutely agreed. Oh, my gosh.
You look at the pictures of the little girl, and it's just,
it's disgusting. And so for me, the way I think, that's was the number one issue. The same old stuff with the presidential race. It's the same hack and slash back and forth. Did Ted Cruz's wife have an affair? Did Tom? The only thing I saw that I thought was of interest is that Ivanka Trump gave birth to a baby boy, and his name is Theodore James Kushner. Some have said, sounds like a very presidential name. Let's see. Third child. Her husband is Jared Kushner. Isn't that, what's the name of the guy who was the Subway guy? Jared. Who's the Subway salesman that's in jail? What's his name?
Jared. Oh. Just Jared.
Just Jared.
No. His last name is something like this, but obviously it's not. Did you see that happening? I don't think so.
Fogle.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Richie. Anyway, she's 34 years old.
We got that answered.
Yes. Thank you. They were on their way to Easter breakfast in New York in the pictures that I've seen. Both Theodore and James are names held by former American presidents. Do you think there was anything deliberate about that, or is it just a strange coincidence?
I don't think there's any coincidence with anyone in that family.
No, really?
Everything's calculated.
You think so?
Wouldn't it have been funny if they named them William Jefferson Trump?
Right.
Yeah. That would have been funny. Yeah, that would have been funny. So anyway, that's other than that, I mean, we've all heard the back and forth and the up and down, the sideways of all of this foolishness with these guys and their attacks on their wives. It's just despicable. The whole damn thing is I don't. Let's keep going because I don't want to get stuck. All right.
If
so
there was an emoji for that for your, the sound you just made. That sums up the entire political race.
It's kind just, of. Ugh. Yeah. Exactly. Kind of. Okay. So have you looked at that list, Victoria, just to get a sense of how you're thinking? What is there on there that appealed or seems to be? If I were to say to you, which is the most important of all of these issues from last week, what one comes out on top for you?
I'm on, I don't have the list here. I'm on Doug7.com.
Oh, all right.
You can talk me through the website. I see all the trending headlines, but I'm not seeing the actual list.
All right, so
the one you had on Facebook a minute ago.
Yeah, it's the same thing. That would be the same item. That's all right. We'll just kind of keep her. Well, she has to get used to things, Richie.
By the way, back to the little girl that's 1.5% Cherokee.
Yeah.
She is now with the relatives of her biological father that she has never known, even though they have no Native American background.
Yeah. Nor do they have any blood. So right. Where'd the 1.5% Native American blood come from? That's what I want to know. This is outrageous. It's more than damnable. It's just outrageous. There's a story floating around this weekend, speaking of this sort of thing, where some adults pushed children to the ground. This is something that happened at the Pez Center. There was an egg hunt, an Easter egg hunt, supposedly. And the parents pushed the children to the ground, stole their buckets of eggs. One four-year-old had was bloodied, cut up in the circumstances. The four-year-old was the bloody toddler. Pushed him into the mud. Parents stormed the field, stealing the eggs. There were 9,000 eggs that had been laid around there. What is the matter with people?
Solid parenting.
What is the matter with people? Who pull off this?
Sounds like an Easter egg hunt at the Jerry Springer Show.
Yeah. What was in the eggs? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, really.
The golden eggs.
Yeah, cash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so did you get a look at that list, Victoria?
Yes.
You found it?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't mean to belabor this. I'm just curious as to your thinking. If you look at that and off the top of your head, you say, okay, I know this, 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 and this. So which one seemed to be the most important one to you?
You know, I personally get a little upset about the SCOTUS nomination. I just, people get in Congress. Do your job. I'm so over the politics being brought into everything, especially with a nominee who is such a centrist. That definitely gets my blood boiling quickly.
All politics. It really is. It's all.
Not a single shred of let's at least try to work together.
Well, that's one of the reasons. So we don't do a lot of politics on this program. The only politics that you'll hear any serious discussion on is what will lead up to. It's hard to avoid a conversation about who's running for president and the presidential race and stuff. But some of this stuff gets so elaborately insidious on either side, both sides. I just find, you can hear that on other radio programs, so help yourself.
Exactly.
I thought actually the fact that Bernie Sanders got three wins and what that does to Hillary Clinton's, everybody said last week, juggernaut. Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington went to Bernie Sanders, but I think Richie's got it right. I don't think it makes any difference.
It doesn't at all. I mean, they pushed him on Meet the Press yesterday, and they're like, okay, so now you have this, but you still mathematically can't get to the number. Why stay in? Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's making a difference.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Sanders fan, but I respect the fact that if he's staying in on principle alone, that's fine.
Right. The fact that he's there, what a lot of people still don't realize is the reason he's there and Trump's there is because people are fed up with all the rest of them. And the way politics and the people being here and the elite, the political structure being over there, and the average person says, I'm fed up. So you get the likes of Trump and Bernie Sanders. Whether you like them at the end of the day or not isn't important. What's important now is that there is a definitive expression of discontent that these guys, especially the Republicans, don't want to embrace. They don't want to admit it. They want to keep fighting it, and it's going to lead to, a little more chaos probably before things settle up. Maybe people think this is a good part of the process, shaking up people like this, and maybe it is, but it really, this is the season of discontent, as far as I can see. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Join the millions of people who have switched. The Sprint network is faster, more reliable, with better coverage than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you can save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. And don't miss another deal that's out of this world. Get 2 Samsung Galaxy S7 phones for the price of 1. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, act now and you'll get to upgrade to the next Galaxy in 12 months. To make it easier, we'll even cover your costs to switch, up to $650 per line. This special offer is available for a limited time only, so there's never been a better time to switch. Hurry, visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/GS7 to learn more.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on premium content, subject to new Ford activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires 24-month leases with new lines and 1 eligible upgrade. Service credit is monthly. Early termination of lease service terms apply. Galaxy Forever is after 12 lease payments and does not guarantee price or phone selection. $650 reward card after online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, 47 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. Richie's watching March Madness. The poll
not
today
anymore. My brackets are busted.
Shucks. You, Victoria, you care about March Madness, NCAA basketball?
No, not at all, actually.
good. Neither do I.
Here's the thing, okay? Uh-huh. Out of the 4 teams left, you got 2 number 2s, a number 10, and the only number 1 to make it through, the number 1 seed, is UNC. Mm-hmm. Villanova ended up beating Kansas, and Oklahoma ended up beating Oregon.
I saw Syracuse win last
night. Syracuse beat
Virginia, which apparently was a big upset.
Why is Villanova on our list of... you sure Villanova's not there? Is this list wrong?
No, Villanova's there.
Oh, okay.
Villanova, Oklahoma.
Lost. Yeah, here's the...
And UNC Syracuse.
So the poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you to pick the team you want to see win of these 4. A, North Carolina. B, Oklahoma. C, Syracuse. D, Villanova. E, I'm more interested in the women's team. F, I'm waiting for baseball. That may be my response to that. But just tell us what you...
So I'm going to go for the 10 seed to take it all.
Really?
It's the first... Syracuse is the first 10 or double-digit seeded team to make it in whatever years. I mean, 15, 20 years to the Final Four. So why not root for the underdog?
There's a bill. Victoria has admitted that she is a New Jerseyan, New Jerseyite. I thought this was pretty interesting. This is something that developed last week. A proposed bill called the Distracted Walking Bill, which could land you in jail for 15 days if the bill is passed and you get caught texting and walking at the same time. Pedestrians would be allowed to use hands-free devices on public roads. How do you do that when you're walking? Well, how does that work?
I don't know.
A hands-free device. I see in the, what is it? It's in a car, but what is? How do you do it?
Hands-free device. If you have your earbuds in and you can dictate to Siri who to text or something, that would be the only thing I can imagine.
That's a little complicated. $50 fine, 15 days in jail. The bill is supposed to reduce pedestrian deaths there. So are you for it or against it, Victoria?
For it, but there's no way they'll ever be able to enforce that.
No, do something like that.
I'm not, and 15 days is ridiculous.
51 after fine. On Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Facebook's safety check tool has caused mass confusion after asking users around the world if they are safe following the suicide bombing in Pakistan. I believe that's where this took place on Sunday. How'd that impact you one way or another? Did it impact somebody you know? We'll dig into that. Some other technology news of import up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, Richard Schemmel is here with us on Good Day, national expert on the latest trends in technology. You've all heard the story by now about this suicide bomb that went off in a park in Pakistan yesterday. 65 people were killed. So in the aftermath of the blast, Facebook activated its safety check feature. What is that, Richard?
The safety check feature alerts members when they feel that the site is going to places that really shouldn't be going to.
So people who might have been involved in the bombing were using Facebook to communicate? Is that it?
It allows people to say, hey, I'm okay. You can check in and say, I'm here, but I'm okay. So if you were in Brussels last week, if you were anywhere that they have one of these events, it turns it on so that you can just check in. And there's an option now in the check-in part of your Facebook page that says, I'm okay and I've checked in.
All right, this is also some of the things that have happened using social media over the years. The Egyptian revolution is something that comes to mind. They used Facebook a lot to communicate back and forth, did they not?
And Twitter.
They use Twitter. They use Facebook. They use Facebook at all? They just use Twitter?
They use Facebook. They use Twitter. They use Instagram. They use Vine. Mm-hmm. They use all these social media applications now.
So why would Facebook apologize for the error? They said it was caused by a bug in their tool. What actually was the error? I didn't quite understand that from what you said, Richie. What was the error? People were getting the messages that weren't being sent, messages from people who were
okay? I would imagine that people were checking in as okay and they weren't being posted.
Uh-huh. Is that right, Richard?
Yeah, that could be the case. You know, in an event like that, especially in a country like Pakistan, it might be hard to get online. There could be a program glitch.
Yeah,
because
that's the funny thing about this. I don't see Pakistan as a big Facebook user
country.
Yeah, I
haven't thought that either.
So I can't imagine why they would turn it on there unless they were worried about people from other countries, more developed. Well, Pakistan is pretty developed, but more developed countries using it.
All right, let's move on. The number of movies on Netflix dropping fast. Why? What is this about it? Victoria said she has a Netflix account. I don't pay attention to mine because it isn't really mine. It's Meredith's. But they put stuff in, they take it out. Why?
There's a 33% drop in films, 26% drop in TV shows in the last year. I have a feeling it could be because of the prices that the studios are charging for the content. Plus, there's a lot of competition with Hulu and with Apple. Apple's making their own TV shows. And plus, Netflix Studios is making movies. They just came out with that Pee-wee's Holiday movie. That was rather good, to tell you the truth, if you like Pee Wee Herman.
I loved it.
Really?
Great.
So, it was so fun, yeah.
Pee Wee. Everybody loves Pee Wee, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you won't. I have no opinion on it. Well, isn't he the father of the penguin on.
Yes, on Gotham.
Gotham?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And he's phenomenal.
Right. All right, so we don't worry about what he did in the theater years ago. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a little.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.